Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The New York Knicks, everybody's meme. Everybody's punching bag. Everybody likes to make fun of the Knicks, and our good pal Stephen A. is so distraught by how badly things have worked out for the Knicks this offseason. Guess what? For all you Knicks haters out there, the Knicks are actually favored to win the Summer League. Let's give them a hand. The Knicks are favored to win the Summer League.
Stop it, Chris. Yay. What are you doing?
I'm just like, I want to ask you, Rob. Like,
I see you.
An offseason of a horrible offseason.
A swing and miss offseason.
Well,
how about
like
that?
Like you said, they didn't get Zion with the number one pick.
And they didn't get the two guys?
They didn't get the two guys that everybody thought were going there.
We talked about
one
it all year.
One of from the area.
Exactly.
And not only did you not get them, but you lost them to your crosstown. I'm not even going to say crosstown rival. The Nets have never been the Knicks' rival.
But
it's
now
your
they
little
are.
Little brother.
Right. The little
or
brother.
Or your little cousin or stepbrother or something.
Right.
You know? And so, I mean, does this soften the blow a little?
No, it doesn't soften the blow. For who? Hey, can I just remind you?
They can't brag if they win this. They can't, like, brag a little bit. No,
they can't brag because I'll give you that Lonzo Ball was the MVP of the Summer League his rookie year in the summer.
He was
Vegas.
Nice in the Summer
okay,
League,
okay, but
he?
Since then, not much has happened.
Yeah, he's he
all right,
really
so I don't know if
it.
That lives up or helps you at all. And for the Knicks, no. If I'm a Knicks fan, I don't want to hear about that. Not that if R.J. Barrett plays well or whatever, right. You could say, okay, good, he was the third pick. Maybe we won't get a bust finally as a draft pick and he'll be a good player. But it's not close to what they wanted or were looking forward to. I told you, and I've gotten calls from New Yorkers and friends, Texans, they're all distraught. I mean, You know how many times I picked up the phone and got, what can we do now? What should we do? Like, I'm like, what are you talking about, man? What? The Knicks.
Well, Rob, it's like I said, in 2010, when they didn't get LeBron, they had hope that they were going to get LeBron. But in this summer, they believe.
There were expectations.
Right. It wasn't just hope. It was like, we're getting him. We're getting KD. And when you didn't, it's been bad. It's been bad.
No doubt about it.
And I'll tell you what, I like RJ Barrett. If he lights up Summer League, temper your excitement. Because Summer League, I remember Anthony Randolph, who was a lottery pick out of LSU about 10 years ago. He was phenomenal, not as a rookie in Summer League, but a couple years later, he was like lighting it up. He's played the last several years overseas. He might get a cup of coffee back in the league this year.
Not a sweet roll, just a cup of coffee.
I don't even think he gets the sweet roll. But that's Rick Brunson, who played with the Knicks.
I remember Rick Brunson.
Right? Journeyman. Never got off the bench.
Yep.
I watched him play like Jason Kidd in the summer league. Like, that's how this is not NBA basketball. You just said it. Lonzo Ball was Magic Johnson in the summer league.
Everybody looked and they salivated after he played. But then you realize
it's going to be great.
Right.
And so temper your excitement. But I am excited about this game. I was messing with the Knicks a little bit by talking about them being favored. It actually could add insult to injury. I think it does kind of add insult to injury.
It really does. Like that,
it's like,
that's what the talk is about. That's what people are excited about. I don't think so. Like, that's like the last thing I want to hear.
Well, here's my – look, Rob, and you might get mad at me. It won't be the first time. But for you and all your friends from New York – this is how you can stop, and Stephen A. include him. I hope he's listening. I know he listens sometimes to the show.
Yes.
This is how you can stop being so disappointed. You have to understand who you are. Like, it's important in life to understand who you are, okay? If I understand, I'm not saying me personally.
No, I know exactly what you mean by it.
Just as a generic male, if I understand I'm really like a 4 on the scale of 1 to 10
like as where far you as fit women in. Are concerned. I know what you mean by
I'm not that handsome. My job's okay. I'm not making a lot of loot. If I understand that, then I'm not going to be disappointed when I don't have Halle Berry or Halle Berry lookalike as my woman. Right?
Because that's not right. Those aren't your expectations.
Because I know who I am.
Right. You're not Don Juan.
Right.
We got it.
If I think I'm all that when I'm really not, now I'm disappointed. Now I'm because I never get who I think I should get. I never get Halle Berry. But guess what? I'm not. I shouldn't because I'm a 4. Okay? The Knicks, Rob, I'm sorry. Don't punch me.
I'm not doing all
that. The Knicks are 4. If that, I think I'm being generous.
Wow.
On the national scale, the Knicks are a 4, but they think they're a 10. They think they're the Lakers. They think they're the Celtics. They think they're the Cowboys. They think they're the Yankees. They're not. They're just a city team. Around the country, nobody that's not from New York, and I get it. You're from New York. I've been there. I live there now in Jersey. I understand it when you're from there. But until I lived there, I didn't think anything about the Knicks. They were just another team in the NBA.
But in this case, where I thought the LeBron expectations were ridiculous, and I did. I never thought he was going there. I really thought just from all the talk this past offseason that from what you heard and what I heard, right? That this was like the first time. I really thought they got their ducks in a row. They got the money. It was obvious that KD, he opened up an office in New York, right, for his personal bit, for his business. So it was like, okay, it looks like he is trying to come to New York.
I think he was going to come to New York and Kyrie had
to
he not
Knicks.
Gotten hurt.
Right.
Had he not gotten injured.
And the Knicks had two of the worst things happen to him. Zion, they don't get him in the draft.
Which I don't think affected Durant.
No. But I just meant in general, right? I mean, they had like their worst season ever.
Right.
Their worst season ever. So they don't get him. And then KD gets hurt. And that changed some things. And I think you brought this up before. What happened was it gave Kyrie more leverage and them
Kyrie's
going together.
Like, look, I'm going to have to take lumps in the garden for a whole year.
Without you.
I got to deal with the media and expectations.
We could still go to the Nets. We're still in Brooklyn. They're top notch. Look at their medical staff.
We'll
they got
the
a good
playoffs.
Young coach. They made the playoffs without us. Look at what they got. And we're in New York.
No
and we are in New York.
Right.
No matter, you can say whatever you want. Yes. We're in New York. And when we're here, they're going to have to pay attention to us and not the other team that is the fan favorite.
Right. No, I agree.
Right?
I think he did in their little – because KD, I believe, wanted to bring Kyrie to the Knicks.
And I'll say this.
And DeAndre Jordan wanted to bring him to the Knicks.
I'll see how this works out. We talked about it before. You were a Nick B writer for the New York Times. I was a Nick B writer for the Daily News. I think this year, Chris, I really believe this, that the longtime Nick B writers will switch over to the Nets. I think either this year or next year.
So they'll sit in there because you know, and I think you covered the Nets.
We
right?
both covered the Nets.
And the New York papers use the Nets as the entry point.
Yes.
To the Knicks. Like if you can do well on the Nets, then
you move over.
We'll put you to the Knicks.
And we could go through the list of people who did it.
Oh,
including Harvey Arradin, a long time was a columnist at the New York Times.
Mike Wise
did it. Michael Kay covered the Nets. The Yankee announcer.
Deshaun Powell.
Yes, everybody. Clifton Brown, Curtis Bunn.
Did Frank Isola start
Frank
the
Isola
Nets?
Did Net. Everybody.
Selena
That's
Roberts.
Philip Bondi.
A while ago.
Everybody.
All of us.
Everybody. That's what you did in New York. You covered the Nets first, and you graduated to the Knicks.
Right.
That was a bigger beat.
Right.
But it'll be interesting to see how they cover and what will be the biggest story. Like Mark Berman from the New York Post been covering the Knicks for 20-something years.
Here's a funny story about Mark, who we both know. And I like Mark.
Mark is a good guy.
When my first year on the Knicks was his third, and he told me when we met in Summer League, and he was like, yeah, this will probably be my last year on the Knicks. He's been on the Knicks ever since.
He's been on the Knicks for over 20 years. Is that what he said?
Yeah, that is exactly what he said. Not because he thought he'd get taken off, but he was just I'm going to move. Yeah, all right. Okay, we're going to throw it out to you, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. I don't think the Knicks are a national team. I don't think the Knicks are viewed as anything special by players and people around the country outside of New York, and that's why they don't get the big guns that they think they deserve.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We are overjoyed for our next guest on the Celebrity Corner.
Oh my God.
Time now for the Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
I know you guys remember this song.
It's one of my favorite songs.
This was the one of the hottest songs of the 90s. It was in the early 90s. But the group was Arrested Development. They were led by the lead rapper and founder, their four-time platinum hip-hop group. And his name is Speech, and he joins us right now on Celebrity Corner. Speech, what's happening, man?
What's up, you guys? How y'all doing?
We are great, man. It's great to have you on. It's great to have you on. And this song playing now brings back so many memories, man.
Yo, you telling?
Right, I'm sure for you.
Exactly. It brings back a lot of memories for me, too, for real. Real deep memories, too.
But when you guys made this song, did you know, like right away, sometimes you go, man, this is going to be a big deal in my life or change my life, or sometimes you don't know and are surprised that something jumps off as big as it did. What did you feel like after you guys put this together?
Well, let me tell you. So, first of all, it was a very unfortunate reality of why I even wrote that song. My grandmother, who I spent all my summers with in Tennessee, she passed and of a heart attack, and it was unexpected. And so my whole family went down to Tennessee to celebrate her life. And that same week after leaving that funeral, the same week, my only brother, my blood brother, Terry, would also die of an asthma attack.
Wow.
And so, yeah, you know what I mean? So the last time that I saw both of them was in Tennessee. And so that's why the song is, like, so important to me. And to be honest with you, when I first recorded this song, not even at the studio, just at my house, I was playing it for a friend of mine, and I was like, this song is so freaking special. It's so different that if it makes it, it's going to make it big, and if it doesn't make it, it's going to flop. Like, it's not – nobody's going to –
It's not going to be in between. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
No in between. Yeah.
Well, you guys were in your era, early 90s, as I said – conscious hip-hop was really big. I mean, you had Public Enemy, you had Eric B. and Rakim, Boogie Down Productions with KRS-One, and many others. And then it kind of died out. Like now, I mean, there's underground conscious rap, but it's really not a part, and hasn't been a part of mainstream hip-hop for ever since then, since the early to the mid-90s. Why do you think it kind of died out and what many would view as more negative hip-hop kind of took over the mainstream?
Well, it didn't just arbitrarily happen. It happened from a series of unfortunate and very real events. So in mid-90s, we had the Telecommunications Act that was signed in from Bill Clinton. What that enabled huge corporations to do was buy up radio stations, newspapers, video channels in every city. And when they started owning those various mediums of communication, they started consolidating the people making the decisions to play what and when and all of that. It took the activism out of music. You know, DJs, because I started off as a DJ, and DJs used to be basically music activists. We loved something and we would play it and make sure it got out there.
Right.
But when you saw the corporate takeover of the music industry and of entertainment in general, then that consolidated that. Now you got boardroom dudes in suits and ties making decisions about what's hot and what's not. And that's when conscious music was ushered right out. And then booty shaking or materialistic music was ushered right in. So that's when these types of things started to happen. And, you know, it's a very, very serious problem in many ways. So, as you know, I wrote a documentary about this. So,
right,
yeah.
And I'm going to ask you about that. But that, I didn't know that because I just,
yeah.
That's why now you generally on your average hip-hop station in whatever city, you may hear like 12 songs.
It's
all
the same,
day.
Right. It's the same songs.
Because right. You're right. DJs used to want to break the hot new album or song that nobody had heard.
Well, we used to,
but that's gone now.
When I grew up in New York on WBLS, Frankie Crocker
right.
was the big DJ. And
exactly.
You would listen to him, and he would be bringing you new stuff that you wouldn't get anywhere else. But those
all
days,
the time.
Right? But those days are
that.
Over, yeah.
So when people talk about the conspiracy theory to kind of kill conscious hip-hop, positive hip-hop, and bring in the gangster hip-hop that, you know, has a lot of stereotypes and stuff, there's some truth to that.
Not even a little truth, my brother. It's more truth than we would even want to admit, or we would believe, I should say. The truth is that corporations not only took over that industry, but ushered in concepts that we normally wasn't thinking about in hip hop. When I started in hip hop, it was a bad thing to be associated with corporations. And I remember Hammer, he started selling popcorn chicken
right.
for Popeyes, I think it was, and he got slammed by the hip hop
right.
community. Well, when corporations started to take over, they changed the paradigm of, no, you want to be a CEO, you want to be a mogul, you want to be a big dude in the corporate sense of things. And so now you take money for whatever product wants to come towards your way. You want to take that money and make those moves. It was a totally different thing where the art form got pushed to the side and the money-making aspect got pushed to the forefront. And so, yeah, it was very intentional, but not just that. Then you had the whole violence aspect of hip-hop and the disrespect of women, the disrespect of men through violence. That whole thing contributed to the whole prison pipeline.
Right.
So, and a lot of these corporations are huge investors in a lot of these huge privatized prisons. So there is a huge thing going on, which, like I said, I cover this in my documentary. So, yeah.
It's the iCup. We're joined by Speech, the rapper and founder of the four-time platinum hip-hop group Arrested Development.
Speech, Chris and I always say this. I remember, as a kid, we always talk about Sugar Hill Gang and Rapper's Delight, and I can remember very vividly being in my room with the box
yeah.
on the dresser, and the song came on,
yeah,
and I called my sister, Robin, and I said, Robin, get in here and listen to this, and we both stood there and looked at the box and listened to that song, mesmerized, because we had never heard anything like it. Is that record, that song and everything, is it that big in our history, like the way me and Chris see it?
Yeah. In fact, it was my first introduction to hip-hop. So basically, if you weren't from New York, more than likely, and if you're of our age group, I don't know how old y'all are, but I'm 50. So if
yeah,
you're anywhere
I'm
near that.
I'm a young 55.
There you go. Okay. So if you come from that general age group, Rapper's Delight was more than likely your first
right.
introduction to hip hop. And so, yeah, it was absolutely mind blowing. Similar to you, I remember when me and my dudes was at lunch in sixth grade or something like that, maybe fifth, fourth, I forget. And I heard Rapper's Delight. We all turned on the box as soon as we could, get somewhere private, turn on the box, and just listen to it over and over
right.
and over. Like, what are they doing?
Right.
It's, you know, like, they're breaking all the rules of music right now. You know what I'm saying? It was just mind-blowing. You know what I mean?
No question. Now, you mentioned a few times your documentary, The N Factory. It really is the N-word factory. We're not going to say it on the air, obviously. But I watched it. It's phenomenal. So tell us about it and then where people can check it out.
Thank you so much. You know, I was born to make this documentary because anyone that knows my music knows from 27 years ago, I've been talking about the issue of the NIGGA being a manufactured personality and a manufactured narrative for black people. And so I've been talking about that since our song Everyday People, where I talk about fighting the NIGGA, right, all of that stuff. So that narrative has been something I've seen for quite a long time. But recently, as of basically a year and a half ago, I created a documentary that addresses the issue in a more academic and real way so I can get down into the nitty-gritty of it and the meat and potatoes of it so people can realize that there is a 400-year marketing campaign to develop this image of black people as being lazy, dangerous, irresponsible, so on and so forth. And that's been having a deep effect on our families, but not just that here in the United States. But people would be surprised, because I travel a lot overseas, how big that effect is having on us overseas. And everybody is starting to see us in a particular way. And unless they've spent time with us in a personal way, that's the image that's going out on us throughout the world.
No, you're right. I was over in Africa and I saw it myself. So, yeah, you're right on the money. So where can they get that documentary, yep, The In Factory, or look at it?
You could right now. You can see it at YouTube, which go to my website and I connect you to it. It's brotherspeech.com, and it's for free right now. And I'm working on it. It's a mini documentary series, so I'm working on episode 3 right now, and we've hit over 1 million views, so people have been really, really loving this documentary. I'm really grateful I was able to make it.
All right, and you can follow Speech on Twitter at Speech__, so 2 underscores, Speech 2 underscores. Speech, man, we can't thank you enough for joining us. And I recommend everybody check out his documentary. But we'll be in touch soon, man. Thanks again.
Appreciate you.
Peace, y'all. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. We're delighted to bring in a guy who I'm sure he feels great about the upcoming season. He's had 2 breakout seasons back-to-back for himself individually.
It's called Christmas in July, right?
Right. And now exactly. I think that team is ready to break out. It is Brooklyn Nets guard Spencer Dinwiddie. Spencer, man, thanks for joining
us. Yes, what's happening?
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, man. Congratulations on you again on your individual years. You've had 2 great seasons. Really put yourself on the NBA map, and then you guys as a team surprise people with a nice playoff run. But look, you're the story of the offseason. You know, let's face it. You know, you got Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. How do you feel right now? I'm sure you talked with your other teammates about this. Like, how are you guys feeling right now knowing what your future holds?
Oh, man. First, I would say don't forget DJ. But then,
DeAndre Jordan. Yep.
Yeah. No. On top of that, I mean, we're just excited, man. I think there's a certain buzz that is around, kind of just our atmosphere right now that we haven't had in a while, and I won't say ever, because we had the J. Kidd years, right, obviously. But no, it's a special time, and we want to win. I mean, you know, we want to be a great team.
And the thing is, when you said the J. Kidd years, those were in Jersey, and we, Spencer. You know, New York is finicky like that. You know, New Jersey's New Jersey, and New York is New York. And now that you guys are in Brooklyn with that beautiful building, people are going to have to pay attention to the Nets, who maybe if they still were holding on to growing up as Knicks fans, don't you feel like it'll be a buzz there? It'll be people will have to take a look at you guys and give you guys an honest shake.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think you can't help but respect us now. You know, everybody said that we weren't going to really be in play for these free agents, that, you know, we were getting a meeting just as courtesy because we had the cap space, or that culture was just a buzzword. But obviously all those things were they were true. Like they really meant something to these guys, and they meant enough for them to choose us.
Now, Spencer, you know, I've got sources. I talk to people around the league. And I've been told that you played a large part in recruiting both KD and Kyrie. Talk to me about that. How much were you involved with that?
Oh, man. You know, I don't
be humble now. You did a good job. I mean, you know, you did a good job. Not like you didn't get him.
We just heard that you got promoted to assistant general manager, too.
Oh, man. I mean, shoot, I'll take the pay raise. Tell Sean. Just add it to my salary, man. No, I mean, those are two great individuals. Obviously, phenomenal basketball players. I think there's a mutual respect there just between us as basketball players and human beings. And that we're going to have a fun time being able to hoop together and hopefully try to accomplish the same goals, which is to win at an extremely high level and to have fun and be with your friends while you do it.
Do you have relationships with them, like, you know, outside of just mutual respect as NBA players? Do you go back with them or know them, anything like that?
Yeah, no, like, I've known Kyrie for a minute. I know KD a little bit less, so. But, yeah, no, I just think, like I said, there's just kind of a mutual affinity there, I think, you know, with this mutual respect, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
Now, all year, Chris and I, we talked about this. We heard that they were going to the Knicks, that they were going to play together. That was no shocker, but it was the Knicks. Did you hear that, too, all year? Like, it was a done deal, basically. And we just wonder, when did that change? Was it Kyrie leading the way, and then when KD got hurt, it kind of altered some plans. But did you hear that as well, that they were going to the Knicks for the most part?
I mean, I heard a ton of things, right? I mean, to begin the year, Kyrie publicly said he wanted to go back to Boston. I mean, you hear all the rumors throughout the year that KD's going to the Knicks. You know, you hear all these things. I mean, it's just people all speculating at the end of the day. You see what happened in the Kawhi situation right now, right?
Right.
Kawhi, it's supposedly, you know, going to the Lakers, but he may stay. I mean, there's really no way to know until, you know, they actually make their decisions and make it all official and put pen to paper.
Now, Spencer, we saw last year in Boston that there was a lot of tension between Kyrie and the younger players because, you know, they had success without him the year before, and it was just tough to fit everything together. You guys, I've looked at you. I mean, you guys had a lot of success last year. You didn't get to the conference finals, but you had, you know, a surprise season to most people. And how do you, you know, do you think there's any risk of issues like that, you know, or will you guys be able to accept Kyrie and the fact that he is a superstar with open arms and everybody can accept their role?
I mean, I think the beautiful thing about our situation, we have a lot of guys that have had success. We have a young core, but we also have a certain level of maturity about us, and we all want to see each other succeed. I think you know, KD's out, obviously, but if Kyrie has a phenomenal season, is able to be, you know, an MVP-type caliber player, and you know, he boosts not only his profile but the Nets' profile, and we can win a ton of games, I think that all the young guys are going to be just as happy for him as they would if they were doing it. You know, and I think that's kind of the culture that we built here. So I don't foresee that being a problem at all. I think we all kind of want to, you know, put the pedal to the metal and win at a high level. You know, we were a sixth seed. We went to the first round. Won one game, probably could have won a second game, obviously, but we weren't able to get to a conference finals or win a championship or anything like that. And we're hoping that he leads us to that. And then obviously when KD gets back, you know, that we just become that much better.
Now, I want you to remember this, Spencer. I'm the guy who said that the Nets are going to win the NBA championship in 2 years. I'm already on the record. And I got your theme song for the next couple of years. Are you ready?
No sleep till...
Come on, that's right. No sleep till Brooklyn.
No man, doubt. Spencer's only mad, like, man. He's I'm too young for that.
He knows
you,
what that
is. You know,
you
that,
know
is,
that song. Do you know that?
I no. Mean, yeah, no, I know the chorus. I'm not going to sit here and say I know, you know.
All right.
The song, but,
it's the Beastie Boys,
yeah,
right?
No,
that's before
I'm
you were born.
Right. I'm rolling.
But we
yeah.
love that. No sleep till Brooklyn. I'm telling you, 2 years, man. I think you guys, I love what y'all did this past year. I love what's been added. Take another year to get everybody together. KD comes back. I think you'll be right in position to make a real run and have a chance to win a championship. Am I far-fetched?
No, not at all. I think that, you know, everybody's goal, obviously, every year is to win every single game they play. But, you know, with us boosting this talent that we have on this team, and like I said, can't forget adding DJ and adding a great vet like Garrett Temple, And then also, you know, bolstering the fourth spot with Wilson Chandler. I think that we're going to be a phenomenal team. We also, you know, got Torian Prince as well, who was phenomenal 3-and-D for Atlanta. I mean, across the board, we've just kind of taken steps forward, and we want to win this year. You know, we're coming out trying to win this year. And then, you know, it's just, it goes without saying what happens when you add arguably the best player in the world.
Spencer, you mentioned earlier Kawhi Leonard, and we're all waiting to see where he ends up in free agency. Our players are obviously, if he goes to the Lakers with LeBron and Anthony Davis, I mean, they're going to be phenomenal.
Damn.
Right. I know you talk to guys around the league. Are our players kind of hoping he doesn't go there? Because obviously, it'll be tons of competitive balance if he doesn't.
I mean, obviously, you know, everybody talks about the different parity and things like that, but there's so much that goes into winning a championship, whether it be, you know, chemistry, on-court fit, staying healthy. I mean, we saw it with the Warriors. You know, everybody thought the Warriors were insurmountable, and then they, you know, had a couple of injuries, and obviously Toronto was able to get the title. So, you know, there's a lot more that goes into it than just, you know, what's on paper. But, you know, if he goes there, he goes there. We're going to try to beat him the same way we try to beat him if he stays in Toronto or goes to the Clippers. You know, there's going to be no mercy in our heart, no fear in our heart. We believe we have the talent to compete with anybody. And people across the league, I don't know their feelings per se, but yeah, that's the way we approach it.
All right, there you heard
man,
it.
Man, we appreciate you,
Spencer,
man, really.
Spencer Dinwiddie agreeing with Rob that they're going to win it.
Yes.
If not next year, in 2020.
And in 2020, I'm going to be there with my – I'm going to be right down there singing No Sleep Till Brooklyn. And I'm going to be like, I told you.
Exactly.
Spencer, man, great stuff. Great season.
Yes.
And we look forward to watching you next season, especially you and Kyrie and Caris LeVert, all your new additions. It's going to be exciting time in Brooklyn.
Thank you, brother. I'm looking forward to it.
Yep. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As far as Kawhi Leonard, we all are waiting to see when he picks his free agent team. Chris Carter, our colleague here at FS1, Fox Sports Radio, or Fox Sports 1 television network, he has texted that there will be no decision. No, he's tweeted there will be no decision coming from Kawhi Leonard today, and that's obviously the case now because it's 9 o'clock.
I was going to say Eastern, right?
Yeah, he's not doing it today.
Did not deliver any news
at that hour. Hopefully tomorrow, because this is starting to drag out and get it's dragging out uncomfortably long. You know, so hopefully tomorrow we know where Kawhi Leonard is going. And Rob, if he goes where I think he will, it's close.
You're not as confident as you were.
No, I'm told it's very close between the Toronto Raptors, which, of course, he led to an NBA championship last year, and the Los Angeles Lakers, who, of course, have LeBron James and Anthony Davis. If he goes to the Lakers, they will have unquestionably the greatest big three in the league right now. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, arguably three of the best five players in the league. But will they be, Rob, will that be the greatest big three in NBA history?
I'm trying to think if I think of...
You want me to read you a few?
Chauncey, Big Ben, and Tayshaun Prince?
Stop it. You want me to read you a few big threes?
Yeah, let's hear the list.
LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh in Miami, of course. Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce in Boston. Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish in Boston. Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, James Worthy with the Lakers. Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson with the Warriors. I'm going to go back to the early 70s, and you got Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, and Wilt Chamberlain. And I'll throw in another one for the Knicks, and I mean this one seriously. Willis Reed, Walt Clyde Frazier, and Earl the Pearl Monroe.
It's hard to like not think of them.
Right.
I agree with you on
and
that.
And they only won one as the threesome because Earl the Pearl was just there for 73.
One. Right.
And now, I'm not putting in Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and Dennis Rodman. Some people might argue that that was a great big three, but Rodman was really a spectacular role player, right? He wasn't like just this great individual player on his own. So that's why I'm not putting them in. And I'm not putting in Shaq, Kobe, and Glenn Rice, who won one championship together. Rice was so unhappy, he demanded a trade after that. Or Shaq, Kobe, and pick a Laker, Rick Fox or Derek Fisher, whoever. You know, that was a great duo, not a great threesome.
Right.
Because when big threes, we're talking about three guys who are Hall of Fames as Hall of Famers as individual players.
Right, not just three really good players. Right.
Or two superstars, and then you pick a third guy who was good.
Right.
And they won championships, but he wasn't up to their level. So I'll let you go first before I kind of share who I think is the greatest big three and where these three will fit if Kawhi goes to the Lakers.
Well, I mean, the only reason why you can't put them there yet is because, and I know if he shows up there, it's because we have to see what they eventually do
True.
That's all.
What do they do? How much do they win?
Do they win or do they lose all three with LeBron and they don't win a championship?
Right.
Then we would look at it and say it didn't fit together and it would be about the fit or the chemistry.
Good point.
Okay, so that's off the bat. LeBron and them obviously went to four straight and they won two championships. Should have been more. They could have put themselves in rarefied air, Chris, if they would have won three, which they had a really good chance. They should have beaten Dallas. Maybe they don't beat San Antonio for the last one before they broke up. So they should have. If they would have had three in a row, you would look at them and say, there's only been a handful of guys put together won three NBA championships in a row. So that would have separated them.
Honestly, they among these big three, they would have been the only ones to win three straight.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Now, some older people may want to look at the Celtics of Bill Russell, and you might say Bill Russell, Bob Cousy, Havlicek, but they had so many, there were so many guys that you might throw in. And Havlicek was great in his own right, but they had tons of Hall of Famers on that team. Those three were probably the best. But they were a little different times. Havlicek came along a little later. Cousy was there earlier. You know, so, I mean, if you want to go back that far, we're really not going back that far.
Yeah, and that's just a different league. I mean, we just got to be honest. It's no disrespect to what they did, but it's a different league. And I say it all the time. Chris, there were 10 teams, and they had the best team.
Right.
It's just
that
simple. You could talk about all you want. But I would have to say LeBron's three. I mean, at
really?
Yeah.
The Miami Heat?
Well,
really?
They came together, went to the finals 4 years in a row, starting with year one.
I would, okay.
Where are you?
Yeah, I'm not there. As far as talent, and that's what a lot of people, if Kawhi joins the Lakers, a lot of people will say just individual talent. And AD is in his prime, young. Kawhi's in his prime, relatively young. LeBron, obviously toward the end of his prime, but still a great player. So that's where some people might say they're the most talented threesome to come together. I would say the most talented threesome to come together probably was Wilt Chamberlain, Elgin Baylor, and Jerry West. But there's no way you could call them the big three. Those three played together with the Lakers. Because the three of them never won a championship together. They were together for four full seasons.
And never won.
Healthy. And never won it. They got there, kept losing to the Bill Russell Celtics. And then Elgin Baylor retires like 10 games into the season. And lo and behold, they win 33 straight games and win a championship.
Which is crazy. And even Jerry West only won one. And he went to how many? Eight or nine?
Eight.
He was one and eight. Yeah.
And he lost his first seven, I believe. And then won one, and then I think lost another one after that. But you're talking about Jerry West, I believe the third best shooting guard ever behind Michael and Kobe. You're talking about Elgin Baylor, who is one of the greatest forwards ever. And then you're talking about Wilt Chamberlain, who's some people, you could make a strong argument, he's the greatest player ever individually. But they didn't put it together as a group. So if I have to name a greatest, Rob, I would go with Magic, Kareem, and James Worthy.
Okay.
I mean, those three won three titles together. Magic and Kareem, of course, won five. But Worthy was a legitimate star, you know, in his own right. He was an All-American in North Carolina. He was tremendous for the Lakers. Won a finals MVP, their last championship, I believe, together, 1988. So I would go with those three. The argument against them, though, would be, and this fits your argument for Wade, LeBron, and Bosh. Kareem, for the second half of the Showtime, he really wasn't in his prime.
Right.
He still could score 20 a game because of the sky.
But he wasn't right.
He's getting seven rebounds a game. Like, really, that's not an exaggeration. Six, seven rebounds a game for like the second half of the Showtime era. So he wasn't in his prime, but they were the most accomplished.
But the only reason I say, I get that as far
but
as
all
winning.
All three of your guys in Miami, they were in their prime.
They were in their prime. They all were in the same draft, right? They all came together, and they started winning right away. Like that was the thing that was impressive to me. Was, you know, there's always a chemistry and figuring stuff out. They went to the finals four straight years. Now, granted, they only won two.
Which, they should have won the first year if LeBron doesn't melt
he
down.
He melted down in that one. We know that. And then, but he came back. And then, you know, they got the big shot from Ray Allen, helped them to beat San Antonio in that third one. And then they lost, got blown out in the fourth one.
But the injury started. Wade was not himself.
Right. And they just weren't that good. You know, not as good as they had been.
I don't think that those Miami Heat teams, I don't think they were an all-time great team. Now, some might argue because they did go to four straight finals. But I say that for this reason. LeBron and Wade, I don't think were a tremendous fit. Now, defensively, they were. They were a terror defensively and when they got out in transition. But in the half court, they both were very similar. You know, they both dominated the ball. They both made a lot of plays for their teammates. Like when they were separate and Wade was in Miami, LeBron was in Cleveland, they both essentially played the same way. And so when they came together the first year, they were taking turns. That wasn't didn't fit well. Wade stepped back his second, third, and fourth years and kind of let LeBron be the show. And that worked because they ended up winning two of the championships. But I think the best big threes are those where the pieces complement each other. That's where I think you can make a strong argument for Steph, KD, and Klay. You know, they won two in 3 years. We know injuries cost them their third year. But that three, I think Klay was as good as Bosh individually. I think Klay is as good a player as Chris Bosh individually. Different positions.
Right.
So I would actually, I would probably argue I'd put those three. I mean, they aren't as good individually. Like LeBron, KD, Steph.
Only problem I have with that.
Three. I could put the Golden State three ahead of the Miami three.
And the other one, too, is they did choke down a 3-1 lead, which I can't
not
shake.
Not with KD, though.
No, not with KD. You're right, if you're counting him. I'm saying the other three.
Yeah, I wouldn't count. I wouldn't say Draymond, Steph, and Klay were.
Okay, so you can't put them on that list. No. Even though they won, they went to two championships KD, and they won one.
I put KD, Steph, and Klay as a big three. I guess one thing against them might be some people would say, well, it was really a big four. And Draymond, you know, was the fourth guy. But I think I would take the Golden State big three over.
And so everybody says I hate LeBron. Miami. I'm picking the Heat.
You gave him love. You gave him some love.
I'm saying the way to put it together right away.
I am surprised.
I'm honest. I'm a reporter.
I'm waiting for like
the big, shoe to drop?
Yeah.
There's
I'm
no
waiting
shoe.
For some joke, some something.
Not at all.
All right. What do you think? And let me say this finally before we throw it out to the callers, Rob. LeBron is telling Kawhi that he's going to play point guard. Not point forward like he's played his whole career.
I ain't buying that.
But point guard. He is a point guard. He
no,
can
but I
do
don't
it.
Believe he's going to do it.
He needs to for it to work because he and Kawhi's become a little bit more of a playmaker, a little bit more of a ball handler over his last few years. You don't need him and LeBron doing that same thing. So I think if LeBron does play point guard and Kawhi is the forward and obviously AD is the big, I think it will really work well and these three could be phenomenal together. Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.